Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm joined in the studio today by Superintendent of District 112 at Center Street Northside Schools, Dr. Scott England. How are you doing, Scott?
Oh, man, I am excited to be back here. It's an exciting time. Full swing.
All right. So parent-teacher conferences just finished last week. How'd they go?
You know what? They went well. We had a good turnout, I think, at both schools. Though our numbers probably look lower for Center Street, it's tough to get in those junior high classes a lot of parents through. So we're going to start exploring what we can do for next year to get more parents in.
Okay, what was the participation rate, or do you know the participation rate?
I did not bring that with me.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you get a lot of good comments about the school?
Or? Yeah, we did, and we always give a survey for the parents that are exiting, and they can rate different things as far as, you know, how they're satisfied with the instruction, the, you know, services, and there's our comment section, and of course, there's great comments, there's constructive comments, and we look at those, we review them with our Board of Education, and if there's anything that we can make adjustments on, a lot of times it's a communication factor of what they're wanting is available, but we can just communicate it better.
And still, all that information is on your website, right?
Absolutely.
Fairfield Colts.
Yep, fairfieldcolts.com.
Okay, we will be back in just a few moments with Scott England. Here are the Community Connections. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt, you can get on a budget, you can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Dr. Scott England, the superintendent at Northside and Center Street Schools here in Fairfield. So what's coming up?
Oh, man. So this is just it's a busy time of year. Once it hits about mid-October, it seems like through like March or April, but tomorrow
you're a quarter way through the year.
I know.
And now it's starting to pick up.
It's crazy. It's just we're like a locomotive, you know, where you start and you've got some momentum building, but then you get full steam, and that's where we feel like we are now.
Because we
roll from parent-teacher conference, which that's the end of the first quarter. Now we're into second quarter. We've got Thanksgiving, we're going to roll into the Veterans Day program. We have Christmas programs, you know, so we just keep on going. But so this week is a busy week in the district, and it all starts tomorrow, Tuesday, November 5th, from 5 to 7 at Northside School is the annual Chili Supper. And it's the long name is it's the Chili Supper Silent Auction Book Fair Open House. It's just easier to say Chili Supper.
The Chili Supper.
You come eat chili, and then we can find out everything else we've got going on. So in the gym, gym/cafeteria, on one end is the Chili Supper, and it's by donation only. We've got chili, we've got hot dogs, and, you know, our main focus is to get people out in the schools because we do have the open house going on or the Chili Supper, so it does not matter, you know, what you can give, you know, or if you can give. Our main purpose is to get there, have a family night.
Right.
So,
and all the funds go to the PTO,
all the funds go
right?
to the Northside PTO.
Okay.
Yep. On the other half of the gym, we have our silent auction going on, and gracious businesses and individuals throughout the community have donated items, and they'll have bid sheets, and you can walk around and put your name and your bid on it, and then that will end at 7, and they'll announce the winners. And there's some good stuff. I wish I would have brought a list. And then the open house is from 5:30 to 6:30. All the classrooms with their teachers will be open. You can walk through, see what they're doing, see what they've got coming up.
Okay.
And then if you stop by the media room, another, I guess it is hot spot for this evening is the Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, okay.
And so the whole media room will have books in it, and you can shop with parents. You can buy there. We have some families that do gifts, and you can, you know, kind of set aside for Christmas and everything like that. It's a great time to, books are a great gift to give for Christmas. So you can go through, have your child point out what book they really like, and then
right.
you know, come back, and because we don't close it down on Monday, it's open the rest of the week, so you can come back sometime and purchase that book and give a good Christmas gift. So, but at least come out. 5 to 7 is the chili supper at Northside. So that's one event.
That's one event on Tuesday.
That's one event on Tuesday. Okay. Yes. Because we have sports and everything else going on, it's hard to find open dates. And November 5th was an open date for the Social Media Informational Night hosted by Fairfield City Police Department.
Okay.
And it's organized by Sergeant Brad Sager. And we'll open up this informational night and have speakers Kevin Kakak, Justin Titzer, and Chet Snyder. We'll all be speaking on different aspects of social media and cell phone use with, your junior high students. That's kind
right.
of our audience. But we're looking to talk to the parents because there's a lot of things on social media, different apps, different things that maybe parents don't realize. And so we just want to kind of help out. And I think it'll be a good time to at least get that information.
It's more information for the parents.
It absolutely is.
Than the students.
And I saw the notice that went out by Sergeant Sager that said that, you know, this is more of adult content that we'll be talking about because they're going to be talking about legal implications and
right.
and the different things with that. So, but we're going to have refreshments for afterwards and everything. We just think it's a great time. We're the host site, but this is all Wayne County Junior High got invites. So Hope, Jasper, Jeff, North Wayne, and Wayne City mm-hmm. all got the same invites. So parents from those communities can come in and learn a little bit more about what's going on.
Be well worth your while and find out about the apps that your child is using.
I think so. I sat down myself and April Smith, principal of Center Street. We went one evening up to the police department to talk to Sergeant Sager about this, and he started going through this was at the infant stages of planning.
Okay,
but he had a PowerPoint put together of different apps, and he started going through these. I've never even heard of these apps you're talking about.
Haven't heard of TikTok.
Yeah, and there's so many out there. And, and what a lot of these are is they're apps that are taking place of, you know, standard texting. And then they tell us that there's an app that you can download that will disguise the apps that you've downloaded to use. And, I mean, it was mind-blowing. That was just the beginning. And I think, if I recall right, when I next saw Sergeant Sager, he said that he ended up having like 70-some different available apps that are out there that have different kind of texting or communication capabilities. So,
right.
going to be an informational time. So,
it's important information for parents.
It really is. And I mean, we're trying to do is just bring aware. And if parents are aware, I mean, that's fine. We're not asking anybody to change their policies or beliefs in cell phones or anything like that. We just want you to be aware.
And
so,
and be on the lookout for things that
absolutely
could possibly be dangerous.
Yeah. So we have one more, what I would call significant event next week. And I call it significant because, of course, all of our athletic games are significant, but they're happening throughout the next several months. But this is a one-time deal next Thursday mm-hmm. At the First Christian Church will be our 4th and 5th grade Veterans Day program.
Oh, okay.
And so this is something new that our music department came to us. We talked to our Board of Education about because we, Mrs. Smith and myself, were behind this and supportive that Christmas programs generally has been like K-3 one night, and then it's grades 1-2, then grades 4-5, then pre-K. And there's just a lot going on that week.
Right.
And especially for parents that have one and everything. And then we started looking. Veterans Day is such an important holiday that we looked at what can we do to bring more of an awareness of this holiday that we're celebrating. So our music department said for 4th and 5th grade, instead of having the Christmas program that week, they would like to do a Veterans Day program.
Oh.
And then they said of the different things that they were going to be having as far as songs and videos and everything else. And we thought, man, this is a fantastic idea. They sent out things, I know, to local veterans to invite them in. And, you know, it's the first year that we've done this, but we hope to continue to celebrate this, kind of make a new tradition. So not to take away from those Christmas programs, they're still going to have the same opportunity that they had in Christmas. It's just now
an additional opportunity.
It's in place of, because they won't have the fourth and fifth grade Christmas program.
Oh, okay.
But they will have the Veterans Day, but it's the same setting. So it's still at the First Christian Church. It's still in the evening. It's still, everything is the same. Just the content is now different.
Oh, okay. All right. We are talking to Dr. Scott England from Northside and Center Street Schools, and we will be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Want a $100 bill? Hey, $100 bill. Who
every weekday morning at 7:50 and Saturday morning at 8, it's auction time. Auction time tells you about the unique items on the block in the region. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into details with the auctioneers on Saturday morning. Auction time, weekdays at 7:50 and again on Saturday morning at 8 on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
$145.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Dr. Scott England from Fairfield's District 112. That's Center Street and Northside Schools. And so we've got the Veterans Day program with the band. Everything's going good with the band. Steve Prizer's working out just fine.
Mr. Prizer has been just an amazing fill-in for this year. He's got the band sounding good. They've marched in a couple parades. They had a fall concert back in October, and he was real nervous ahead of the performance, because his junior high students had said, we want to do this song. And I can't remember the name of the song, but even if I could, I wouldn't be able to pronounce it.
Okay.
But Mr. Prizer said, this is just not a song that junior high bands do, because it has very complicated elements at one point in the song. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the musical element is, but each, you know, the woodwinds, the brass, percussion, everybody, they're all playing different parts. And it sounds like chaos.
Right.
And he said, I tried to discourage them from doing it. They really wanted to do it. So I don't know how it'll sound. And they played, and I still have the whole 3-minute video on my phone, and I showed I don't know how many people, because they sounded amazing, even that part. And as soon as that drum hit the last, like, note or whatever, a drumming, I mean, people jumped up. They had a standing ovation. It wasn't even the final performance. It was like the second one of the thing. So he is doing a fantastic job with the band.
Okay, and so we're still searching for a permanent replacement for
him. We're ongoing advertising for that. I did last week have somebody reach out that is interested, and it was actually somebody that we've talked to before, but the timing was not right for him. He didn't feel right leaving his district in a bind, which is admirable and appreciate that. But he reached out and said, been kind of following, and apparently he knows Mr. Prizer as well, and he said that he's still got some interest. So,
well, let me just tell you why I even brought that up, because over the weekend I heard great compliments about the band, and the band at Center Street is sounding so much better than they have in past years.
Yeah,
I was just passing along the compliment.
I appreciate hearing that, and I've heard that a lot out in the community, just as they've marched in the bands, and I feel the same way. So
okay, all right. So we've got we're just through the mandatory drill.
Yes, the law enforcement drill.
Oh, my.
You know, I mean, so it's one of those things that I hear a lot. Like, okay. You know, why are we having to do this? Doesn't this cause more stress on students? And so, I mean, I guess the answer to that is it has the possibility, anytime you have a drill, to cause more stress on students.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same whether it's a fire drill or tornado drill. I mean, anytime that you are sounding some kind of alarm and practicing, it has the potential, but you don't want to be caught in the event of something. I mean, Joplin, Missouri is a great example that several years ago was hit by a tornado. Mm-hmm. And same with Oklahoma. And I mean, it happens, and there's fires. And unfortunately, nowadays, what we hear a lot, they're shootings. So we do have to practice a law enforcement drill. New this year was that we had to practice this drill within the first 90 days of school, and it had to be with the participation of our first responders.
Okay.
So our law enforcement, our fire. And so in talking with Chief Colclasure, and we do have a crisis team. We set it for Friday, November 1st. And, you know, there's never a good time. People argue Friday's a bad time to do it. Afternoon's a bad time to do it. But, you know, to me, that's a good time. Afternoon, it's low-key Friday. You have the opportunity now to go home. You're with your families. So we felt it was a good time to go ahead and practice this drill. And we kept it very low-key. I mean, we don't cause loud diversions. We simply just, you know, calmly say that we're going to go into, you know, a lockdown, our safety lockdown, and classroom doors are locked, and the police department just walks through to make sure that the door is locked, that the mechanisms for latching doors is secure, and that students are safe.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. So there are mechanisms in the door to keep them latched.
Locks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
basic
locks are the mechanism. Yes. And so they just passed, and I believe it was signed by the governor, where you can use additional. But before, you could not use additional devices to keep doors secure. So I can't remember what the names are, but things that go across the door jams that would prevent a door from opening, or things that slide under and you can hit with your foot and it keeps it from opening. So they had a lot of those out there, but they've never been legal. And so the event, and the reason was that you need to be able to evacuate them, to get them out. And but as they looked at the event of needing to evacuate versus just the need to be safe, I believe that they have passed that law where you can use certain devices, but I'm not sure which ones right now. I'd have to look into, because not all that were out there and available are legal to be used.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, we will be back in just a few moments. We'll talk about sports in the next segment with Dr. Scott Englund from Fairfield's District 112.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Dr. Scott Englund from Fairfield's Center Street Northside School District 112, and sports.
Sports. Yeah.
Fall sports.
Fall sports is complete. And I believe last time I was in talking about fall sports, I had something wrong with me. I couldn't stop coughing and everything else. So I'm glad that we're past that point. Now I'm just cold.
Okay.
But fall sports concluded, and what an exciting time. So in the fall, we've got baseball, we've got softball, we've got cross country. And baseball and softball both advanced to regionals, the regional championship in Albion. The boys fell just shy of winning, but the girls, they beat NCOE for the regional championship and advanced on to state in Pinckneyville, where they played Carlisle, I believe it was. And that was one of the best games I have seen, and we lost by one, but those girls played their hearts out, and they had everything to be proud of when they finished.
Right.
So, good season. Congrats to both of them. And then cross country, Coach Carrie Merritt. We've had cross country now for 6 years. It's our relatively new sport, and we have never had enough runners to make a team. And so we've always been able to score individual results, but never team results. Because for a team, you have to have five. Generally, it's five of, you know, five girl varsity runners, five boy varsity runners. We've never been able to do that. So this year, we had a little bit more interest in cross country, and then we also opened it up to fifth grade students.
Oh.
So before, fifth grade students were only eligible to play fifth grade basketball, which starts in January.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, well, let's give an opportunity for fall and let's help build this program. And we had tons of runners turn out. And so we were able to score team points at every event. And it really strengthened how we ran as a team. And so we ran down in DuCoyne this year for the state meet. And, the girls' team scored 17th out of 35 teams.
Wow.
And the boys were 18th out of 33 teams. But we had our highest finisher and that we've ever had at state, which was Ella Sager. And she finished 7th in state out of around 250 runners and girls.
Wow.
So I'm predicting now on November 4th that Ella Sager will be in top five and pushing for probably first next year in cross country because she's just a 7th grader.
And she's just a 7th grader. Okay.
Yep. And so then our top boy finishers, we had a pair that finished back-to-back 66th and 67th.
Oh,
and that was out of 248 runners. So still really, really good.
Yeah.
And both of those boys were 8th graders. And to me, Justin Sanders, Mule's cross-country coach, should just be chomping at the bit to get some of these runners that we're putting out. So, well, we still have track to come in spring. But now we're into winter sports.
Right.
Basketball.
Basketball has started?
Basketball has started. And it's full force from the end of October through January. I mean, we're running four games, boys and girls, a week, sometimes five. And then you throw in the tournament every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
We stay busy. So this past week, the boys had their Fairfield Invitational Tournament, which we host. And the girls had the tournament they went to in Benton. And both teams placed second in the tournament, and the championship game that both of them lost, they played tough teams, and the boys, they hung right with Flora, and that's exciting because Flora is going to be a team that we see several times throughout the year.
Okay.
And so it's going to be fun to watch those games because I have a feeling it's going to be back and forth. Flora basketball. Yeah.
Even in grade school, it's not good.
Well,
it's a tough matchup.
It is a very tough matchup, and that's just something they come in with knowing, and maybe some parents helping them along there. I don't know, but it's fun to watch, and last night's game was fun to watch. It's always fun to see how they play as a team at the beginning and then watching those relationships and that the on-court chemistry begin working and evolve. And that's the same with our girls' team, coached by Justin Hodges. And his brother now is the assistant coach, Jamie Hodges.
Okay.
And Jamie's a teacher for us. But Justin has spent some time building that program. And they came out in the Benton tournament looking really good. And if you look at the score of the championship game, it's a little deceiving because it looks like maybe Christopher handled us a little more than what they did. But our girls played really good. Christopher just has I think she's a 7th grader. Maybe she might be 8th grader, but college bound and probably Division I.
Oh, okay.
So she's pretty good. And but our girls have stuck together. They play well together, and they're going to be fun to watch this year as well.
Okay. All right, and the boys' team's coached by?
Bryce Cavacci, a new PE coach, because Ron Hyder went to North Wayne, back to his hometown. So Coach Cavacci came in, and his assistant is Eric Gruen, and Eric has done some assistant work for him, and also he used to be the 5th and 6th grade boys' coach. And so definitely familiar with the court, and they work well together just watching them. I like to watch how coaches work together as well, because that's important too. I mean, you want to make sure that consistent advice and tactic is given. And watching coaches Cavacci and Gruen out there, they definitely have that chemistry, and they're fun to watch as well.
Okay, all right. So be looking for Fairfield Colts basketball.
Yeah, head to fairfieldcolts.com, click on athletics up at top, and you will see an updated schedule. Anytime our athletic director or anybody else makes a change, it automatically goes to the website.
Okay. All right. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I could talk about my schools and my district all day long because got the best around, in my opinion.
Okay.
So, but maybe I'll just come back and we'll talk some more.
All right. We'll talk in about a month.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.